Well, quietness is very important, and I'm not necessarily talking about sleep, but definitely there's a lot of people in today's world who aren't getting enough sleep. Not saying it has nothing to do with quietness, but certainly sleep and quietness are related. Nonetheless, reflection and quietness are related. Quietness and presence, meditation and yoga and breathing, etc. There's a lot of value in quietness, but that's not the value that I'm going to be talking about when it comes to quietness. Oh, whoa, what is this? A snake? Oh my gosh. I must be here deceiving you. And oh my gosh, it's black and yellow. It must be voluntarism. See, these are the ideas that we get in our head when we see things like this. We start associating with a bunch of things. It's just a snake, for goodness sake. But we do this, and we pervert all of nature by giving it so many identities and philosophies and ideas, and we chatter our minds in this technological age where there's so much mass information. It's like, wow, you know, you are this because of that, and this is this because of that. But where's a time when, instead of thinking about what is the right action, and what do we do about this and that, and oh my gosh, how will we help this and that, when's a time where we just be quiet, and actually, instead of ask about what to do, we ask about what not to do? Because this is what I actually mean by quietness. So whether you live in the country or the city, both. Obviously, people will say the country is a bit more quiet than the city, and maybe this is part of the reason why they have better sleep, or they tend to do a lot more of those peaceful practices there and have more time for reflection, per se. But it's not just looking at one particular environment, because I'm talking about you and what you personally do in your own life. You are potentially in the ability to have quietness or to be very outspoken. When I'm on my videos, it sounds like I'm very outspoken. It sounds like I'm an extrovert and constantly talking all the time. But that's just not true. When I was younger, I always talked very little. See how I changed that? I am not somebody who likes to talk. When I'm around a lot of other people, I like to observe. I like to see what's going on. And as a young kid, I did that a lot. And some people even criticized me. They said, "Why are you so shy, Corey? Why are you so shy? Why aren't you talking?" And I was like, I mean, hey. But then I also, at other times, received a lot of compliments for being nice, for always respecting people, because I wasn't really doing much in the first place to do ever any wrong. So by default, just being there and being myself, I wasn't doing any wrong, though I wasn't really contributing any right either. And so you have to ask yourself, is the notion of right or moral action related to quietness or doing nothing? And I would say, yes, it has to do with embrace. It has to do with just living with things as they are in reality. Now, it's not to say you live with some evils present and poisons present and disease present and you do nothing about it, but it's rather about where you put your embrace. Do you embrace the disease? Do you embrace the poisons? Or do you embrace the world that is without it, because you know that is the possibility to live with? You know it's possible to live free of disease, just as you know it's possible to live with disease. And so the question is, which one do you want to live with? Obviously, one is more quiet than the other because one has less problems in your life. So you're less likely to be stressed and less likely to have so many other things that people are often worried about in today's day and age. And is that related to quietness? Is that related to patience? Is that related to consciousness? Well, I think it does. The importance in silence is being able to reflect and be conscious and take greater actions for yourself. And when you know that you are just with yourself and your thoughts, you are able to be more creative. I've done this quite a bit, and this is why some of my content on my channel might come across as sometimes unorthodox or rather strange or even contradictory. Because when you actually quiet your mind and listen and hear out perspective, you can see every perspective and you aren't just shutting it out because of your current knowledge. That is cognitive dissonance. That's saying, hey, you know, I'm taking in this new information, but I have this previous information, which is all this chatter in my head. And because of all this chatter in my head, I don't want to take in this new information. I don't even want to consider it. And if I do, I have to put so many labels on it, like I just did with cognitive dissonance. When in fact, there's probably 100 other ways to describe the same mindset. And there's probably 100 other ways that go way deeper than just saying cognitive dissonance. And there's 100 other ways that I can say this video. There's 100 other ways I could have started this video. But the point is that you, at some point in time, have to quiet down the chatter in your mind and say, I have to settle with what this is. Then you wonder why people get bored of hearing hour-long talks, which, by the way, I'm prone guilty to, of people ranting and going into deep philosophical discussions about this and that. Because, to be honest, it bores them because it's like, it's overwhelming, or it's just too much and unimportant, and it's not something that they see would be valuable if it's not something that is simple or they can apply. And if it's all theoretical or if it's all just semantics, and you see that it's all just not quietness. In fact, it's all a bunch of clutter and a bunch of words and a bunch of, you know, man-made manifestations ultimately, because when you're quiet, you really are just taking in the world as it is. Whether it's man-made or the natural world, whether you're in nature or in some city, I mean, you can feel out the vibe and you can actually take it in for a moment rather than, you know, live in the moment so much that you actually aren't even living in it because you're creating it all the time. And, you know, creating is separate from embracing. But in a sense, you cannot create without first embracing, because in order to create, you have to have something previously there. So this is why we have to listen to others before we start speaking. This is why we have to think before we start saying this is what knowledge is, because knowledge requires thinking, and thinking requires presence, and presence requires quietness, frankly. You know, and again, the word quietness is going to be perceived differently, and some people are going to probably comment on this video saying, well, quietness is this and quietness is that. But if you understand my perspective, because you're quiet enough to hear my perspective, then you would see my perspective. And you would be honored and, I don't know, at least modest to respect it, regardless, because I have good intent and I care about the knowledge. I care about the idea of quietness as something as opposed to what I'm saying is clutter and what I'm saying is this man-made manifestation. So what is that? You know, what is this world of mass advertisement, of mass media, of celebrities, of you have to do this, you have to do that, and this is right and this is wrong? Maybe that can get in the way of really just sitting back and taking in the world as it is and embracing that world as it is. And of course, you can relate this a lot to Taoism and Taoism and put a label on it and Stoicism and all these other things. And yeah, you can probably make that correlation and you can probably have a lot of reasons for it, but you have a lot more clutter in your mind, which I don't think those philosophies would want you to say, hey, I'm a Taoist. Rather, say, hey, I'm practicing Taoism. You don't even have to say it, do it. Because that's what the philosophy is there to do. Every form of knowledge is there to help guide us in our actions, and our actions are there to help create a new world. And so, if we're going to intake new knowledge, and it's just for another action, and that action is just going to lead to more knowledge, what happens when we're just silent? What happens when we're quiet and we're just taking in the world? What are our knowledge? What is our action going to be? Well, it's going to be one likely in alignment to what is currently going on, rather than one that's completely off-putting, completely surprising, completely offsetting to the current norm and the current adaption of society. Now, I'm not saying you should adapt, because again, I'm going to contradict myself intentionally for the sake of perspective. I talk about the importance of being more of a rebel, per se, more of somebody who likes to question the world around them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, that's how you attain new knowledge. But that's, again, requiring you being patient and being quiet. So whether you are embracing the world and saying, I'm going to adapt, or you're going to be that rebel who thinks for themselves, you still have to sit quiet and adapt. Because if you don't either way, you're not going to be able to live in that world. You're going to want to do something bad to yourself, or you're going to want to try to escape the world. And this is what we might see in the mentalities of people who want freedom and they realize the slavery that they're in. They're going to say as much as to go as far as to say, well, wait, I need to escape it. I need to get out of this as much as possible. They have a hard time sitting with themselves and the fact that the world is the way that it is. And when they do, it's like, I just can't be quiet. I have to express my anger. I have to express myself. And I'm not saying to suppress that. That's good. The part I'm saying be quiet on is, can you have a moment of time where you do sit back and reflect and do sit back and say, this is the world I can embrace? Because you have the option to move from place to place. You may not have the full option of where you want to go exactly in this life, but you generally have the ability to seek out nature, to go somewhere quiet, to read a book, information's at our fingertips. So you have generally pretty good direction as to if you want to be in a quiet environment or a very loud environment. So you don't really have an excuse for that. Unless, of course, you feel like you're stuck in a city where it's all just man-made stuff, but you can still find time for quietness. They make headphones, they make earbuds, you can meditate, you can still have practices where you are quiet and understand that there's not always the need to always do something. There's rather actually a need to just be something, and that something is not really anything but yourself. And being is different from doing, because doing, if you're trying to do something, you're trying to impose, you're trying to create. Whereas if you are being, you're just embracing, you're just taking in. And you can be more of the receiver than you are the giver, because in first to, again, create as it is to give, you have to first receive. You have to first receive love before you give it elsewhere, otherwise you're not going to see any value in love, because you never received it first. But if you aren't receiving it, you have to ask yourself, well, how do I receive love? The first thing I have to do, I guess, is give it. Because if that is the relationship which helps other people receive it for themselves so they can give it, then somebody has to start the cycle of, we need to give it. So, you know, maybe this relates to the whole idea of nothingness and somethingness, and maybe I'm going a little too extreme, but this is why you see, when I expand on this idea of quietness, why am I even speaking? I'm obviously just making it more complicated than it has to be. Because it doesn't have to be more complicated than, I'm just present, I'm just here. And the person who is trying to impose their will on me with violence, aka government, aka slavery, they're not wanting to be quiet. They want to say, hey, you have a voice, you have to express that voice, and hey, if you don't express your voice, we're going to make you express your voice, and if you don't agree with our voice, you have to agree with our voice. And no part of the equation does government ever say, be quiet, enjoy your life, do your thing. You know, and if you decide not to contribute anything to society, that's fine. They don't ever embrace the idea of quietness, nonetheless the idea of embrace, because there is no world they're embracing. They're saying man can create that whole world, man has to be God, man has to decide other people what their rights are, man has to impose their will on others. So quietness is not an option, embrace is not an option, and the only embrace that people are taught then is what comes of that man-made system, which comes from their schools, which says embrace that man-made system. But the embrace is never like, hey, can you embrace the natural world around you? Can you embrace who you are authentically yourself and not some identity, not some ego? So quietness and embrace, I'm correlating here, but quietness ultimately is understanding embrace in the sense of you're embracing what is basically simple. And simplicity is something that appeals to a lot of people because they don't want to deal with all the complex mechanisms. I don't want to deal with all the complex mechanisms. That's not saying you're not pursuing truth. It's to say you're pursuing a simple truth. It's still the truth. And the question is simple mean not powerful? Does simple not mean complex? Well, what if the simple looks simple? Is anything actually simple? So there's always more to look into, and it's just your decision of if you want to make this more than what it is. Because you don't have to make it more than what it is. You can live with life, you can have fun, you can enjoy your life, or you could turn it into a complex haven of mass amounts of people and media and advertisements, and it just turns into a mess of whose philosophy is best and which one's got it all figured out, when in reality, is man supposed to figure it all out? Is man supposed to have all the answers and say that they need to have more textbooks and more movies and more and more and more and more, because there's never enough of knowledge, and it's never said the right way, and it's never done the right way? When do we ever come back to say, well, wait, we're always just going to keep making more and more? And if we keep getting stuck in this idea of more and consumerism and materialism, scientism and religion and all these politicians and politics and all this stuff, we never really sit back with ourselves to say, well, what if we just take in what is? You know, we can take the ancient wisdom from the tribes, you know, where they might create some things. Yeah, they might create the idea of a spirit and aligning to the spirit of the world. But what are they doing most of the time with their lives? They're not scrolling through Twitter trying to find an argument, consuming the mass world of saying, I need to do this or I need to do that. They're just living their life, having fun, embracing their family or their community most often. This is what we see, right? I'm not saying that we should live exactly like the people who live in tribes or live in small communities as such, but it's something worth noticing. Because who is happier? The people who are always consumed, always asking for more, or the people who are generally pretty quiet and you don't hear about them online, and they're not posting pictures of themselves, and they're not asking for attention, and they're not imposing their worldview on others. They're simply living their life. Oh, but they're not contributing anything to society. Who said they had to? Who said they had to? You know, and this is the whole idea and the wisdom of the Tao and Taoism, even though I don't like to use a lot of those labels. But of course, I'm going to say, hey, that label talks about quietness. I'm probably going to mention it. Does it do you any value? Well, guess what? If you can understand that you can simply embrace your life, you don't need that book. You don't need my book. You don't need anything. You don't need this video to probably tell you this. You probably understand the fact that you could just simply embrace your life. You just choose to add different mechanisms into it. And if you're not conscious of what those mechanisms are doing, then yes, those mechanisms are probably going to take control of you. But if you're quiet with yourself and you're not consumed in too many things that are elsewhere other than yourself, then you can become more conscious of what those things are doing to you. It's like if you consume 100 different ingredients of foods at a time and you're like, oh my gosh, what's happening to me? Why is this happening to me? It's like, well, does it have to do with the fact you just ate like hundreds of different foods and chemicals? It's like people saying, well, you know, I know the vaccine does this. I know the masks do this. I know this does this. When it's like you're looking at a population of billions of people and you're looking at one vaccine that has hundreds of ingredients or one food that has hundreds of ingredients. It's like, how could you even make that statement? Because there's so many different variables involved. There's so many different factors involved. And the truth is, and we've always been told this, through ancient wisdom, per se, which you can say goes long past, which relates to the idea of nature being forever here, is the idea that wisdom is realizing you know nothing. And if you know nothing, what is nothing but quietness? And that is honestly peace of mind. If peace means nothing is really happening and you're able to live your life, then that is quietness. To me, it's peace. To me, it is embrace. And that is something I'm always going to talk about and bring things back to once in a while on my channel. I can talk about ending this and doing that. But at the end of the day, what the ultimate action is just embracing the world we live in. And that's, again, not to say we do nothing about it. It's like pacifism. Oh, just because you're against the use of, retaliation does not mean you don't speak up or do anything about the evil. No, doesn't mean you do nothing about evil. It means you approach evil differently. And I think we can take some wisdom from that. We can take wisdom from everything if we are quiet enough in our own minds to do so. This is what helps productivity, you know, because it's not a distraction. When we are distracting ourselves, always needing more, always doing things, we're not actually quiet with ourselves. And we're not able to embrace the quietness. We can actually become afraid of the quietness. We don't know what it looks like. And then we wonder why we don't know ourselves. It starts with understanding that you can actually embrace the quietness. And a good place to start is nature, which is why a lot of people write about it. So maybe check it out. Thank you for watching. Corey Angelot, Nature is the Answer.